Wilson Phillips and Release Me, 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Well, he's wearing green. I don't think he's Irish. Mayor Bob Minetza. Oh, the city of Grand Haven. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Mary Ellen. I don't do an Irish accent very well. So I won't even try.
No, don't try. Don't try, but you are wearing green.
Well, I'm wearing my one and only green shirt, so I better not spill coffee on it.
I love this little leprechaun on my jacket was my mom's, and the little legs move. See that? I love it.
Yep.
I was at Central Park Place. We were there for the WGHN Spring Expo, and then I was there the weekend before for the Merchants and Makers Market, the Young Entrepreneurs Market. I have to tell you, Central Park Place is a beautiful facility.
It is beautiful. We've invested heavily in it. It's very nice. It's got a lot of rooms that are, and it's all, everything is available for rent in one manner or another.
Yeah, if I were a business, that I would want to be in that building. There is so much going on. You've got the theater, you've got an art show. It's just a great space.
Yeah, it is. And so we like to market it, and we like to people to know what we got there.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see more businesses come in there. Maybe that's something that'll happen. More weddings, that kind of thing. Yeah. But I know you guys, you know, you do the best that you can. But it really is a nice space.
It is.
Yeah, beautiful space. We had a lot of fun out there.
The more awareness, the better.
This multi-million-dollar reconstruction project that's coming to the city of Grand Haven, it'll repair and upgrade infrastructure on Fulton Street from 1st Street to 5th Street. This is a big, big, big thing. I mean, this is a $3 million project.
It is. And Fulton Street, of course, is one of our, you know, especially on the west side of town, it's one of the older streets. It's got some really old infrastructure in it. And it needs to be rebuilt, and it's going to happen. It's going to start this spring, run through the summer.
Okay.
Try to wrap it up by the time the asphalt plants close in the fall.
Okay.
Because usually about mid-November, you can't get asphalt anymore. But you have to put in all new infrastructure, all new water pipes. Like when the Forum building burned this past January.
Yes.
You had trouble with water supply. Well, there's not only are the water lines there a little undersized, but they're also full of crud because, you know, they're old steel pipes. They're 60-year-old steel pipes that are, you know, partially obstructed with deposits on the inside. I mean, it just all needs to be replaced.
Let me ask you something. Have materials gone up?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Okay.
You know, they continually go up.
They continually.
Everything is going up in price.
Okay.
I think things have leveled off a little bit. But
okay.
Things are still going up, but not as dramatically as they had. And I think availability of materials is still pretty good. I don't know if we start getting a lot of tariffs and things.
My mind's going.
It may be harder to get materials, so there may be a problem, but hopefully all this stuff is all teed up because we've been planning this for months. And the start date is coming. And there's another little piece of that job that's going to start right away.
Okay.
It's on 2nd Street between Fulton and Elliott.
Uh-huh.
There's a sanitary sewer there which doesn't flow properly that connects into the Fulton Street sewer.
Okay.
So that has to be done first, and so that should be starting very soon.
I'm thinking about Coast Guard Festival traffic.
It's going to be interesting.
Okay.
We're pretty good at managing traffic around here. So we'll find a way to make it work. We got to get the street rebuilt.
Yeah, we'll just deal with it.
It's a priority, and then the next year we'll be working on Columbus Street.
Wow.
So there's just a lot of stuff that we need to get done.
It just keeps moving, doesn't it?
You got to keep up with it, or it becomes unserviceable.
Yeah. I see that tonight, now this is a statement that is on the City of Grand Haven's website, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to reaffirm our DEI inclusivity statement.
Okay.
And it's been on our website for years. I mean, this is not something new. It's just basically a value statement by the city. We see merit in every individual and think the community is healthier when we recognize that and bring it out in people. So there's been a lot of discussion around DEI programs and such. There's not really a program behind this, but it's more of a value statement.
Okay.
So we're going to reaffirm that.
All right.
Then we'll roll from that into our draft capital plan.
With Emily Green, the finance director?
Yeah, Emily Green. There's something on the order of $10 million worth of capital improvements we're going to try to get into our budget this year. So they've got it all figured out how we're going to do it. A lot of it comes from the water and sewer funds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it comes from millages that we have for infrastructure work. But there's just a large number of different projects that we're going to be reviewing. And usually when we get the draft capital plan and we look at it, it's just like a quick look. Emily will run through it briefly. If there's questions from council members, we'll ask them.
Okay.
And then when we have our work session in April to talk about the budget, and then we'll talk about them in more detail.
Okay.
Last year, when we had our work session in April, we actually added some projects that had been pushed out.
Really?
Because we had about $2 million worth of work that had been deferred, that we had some extra money in our general fund balance, we thought, well, rather than just sit on that money, let's get some stuff done before it goes up in price even more.
Okay.
So there's several projects, some of which are actually coming up on later in the same agenda, that we said, well, let's do them this year.
Would that be the elevator?
Well, the elevator, yes. The elevator is part of it. So, yeah, one of the items on our agenda is improvements to our elevator at City Hall. We're going to spend about $94,000 upgrading the old elevator.
Wow.
And it's a lot of money, but right now the elevator is not unsafe. It's one of those things where you get in it, you know you're not going to, it's not going to collapse or anything,
mm-hmm.
but you might be in there longer than you wanted to be.
Let's fix that.
Yeah, you might get... Yeah, sometimes when people at City Hall want to send something, like a big file cabinet or something upstairs, they'll put it in the elevator, send it up, and then they'll go up the stairs and meet it.
Be up there faster than the elevator, huh?
Well, not only that, then they know that they won't be stuck in there.
Isn't that something?
So that's kind of an important one to get done.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then there's also another one on our agenda for retaining wall over by Snug Harbor, mm-hmm. by Bicentennial Park.
Yeah.
Right now there's this old retaining wall made out of vertical timbers.
Okay.
It looks like logs sticking out of the ground. And those are kind of rotten and they're falling apart. And it looks like it's in pretty poor condition.
Yeah.
We're going to replace that with a ready rock retaining wall.
So oh, nice. Okay.
Be like the ones you got here on the edge of your parking lot. It'll be a retaining wall made out of precast concrete blocks.
All right.
And so that'll look nice, and it'll solve the problem of the mess that we've got right now, and that's been kind of getting worse every year.
Yeah.
And that was one of those projects again that we keep putting it off and putting it off because we're always under budget constraints.
Mm-hmm.
Once we did finally have some money in our general fund, we thought, well, let's clean up some of these old projects.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Okay.
So that's one, and then another one on here on our consent agenda. We're going to accept a bid from Reith Riley Construction for repaving our north-south runway at the airport.
Yes.
So that north-south runway is the short runway,
mm-hmm.
and it's there for, it's called the crosswind runway.
Okay.
So some of the smaller planes that have trouble taking off and landing when the wind is the wrong direction, they have to use that runway just for safety. But it's in poor condition, and so the airport board and the airport management has been working on getting money for repaving, reconditioning that runway for some time. So there's about $500,000 worth of work there.
Wow.
Now, this one is kind of contingent on some federal money that being passed through from the state.
Yes. And that email that I forwarded to you, is that part of it? Okay.
Yeah, that's part of that.
Okay.
And so it's kind of contingent on that. So if that money, there's a lot going on with the feds and with the budget cuts and with money being clawed back and all that. So if that money gets clawed back, then we don't get that project.
That's why I've been hanging on to that story that I had gotten from the state about federal money.
It's one
money.
Of those things where it'd be nice to have a little more certainty on that.
I know.
But it is what it is.
Well, I do know that Congresswoman Hillary Scolton, she's going to be holding an in-town, in-person meeting in Grand Rapids. She's just added one for Grand Haven, which I believe is next Friday. I'll have to check on that, but I'll certainly pass that along to the audience if they're interested in, she might have some answers about federal money. I don't know.
Yeah, we've been talking to her a lot about the dredging problems.
Yes.
Harbor Island problems, things like that.
Yeah.
Some of these things, you just need more resources than what a city the size of Grand Haven can bring to bear on problems. So we're always leaning on our legislators, both state and federal level, to see what they can do to help us with some of these resource-intensive projects. Or like in the case of our dredging, that's a case where the state is requiring sampling of the river bottom and the federal government has to do it.
Yeah.
And the city's kind of caught in the middle.
And it's going to be a huge delay. Yeah,
it's going to be a big delay. So we just need all the help we can get with
resolving
some of these, because this is not even a problem that we created.
What are the 5 Mile Hill Overlook improvements all about? What's that about?
All right. So on 5 Mile Hill, mm-hmm. at the top of where it's Emmett Street and Prospect Street where mm-hmm. they meet, there's an overlook up there. It's a little wooden deck
mm-hmm.
and you can stand there. If you look out toward the toward the east from there, you look out over the city of Grand Haven. It's a beautiful vista. If you look the other way, you can see Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful vista. It's one of the best overlooks in this, really, in West Michigan. But it's another one that's in poor condition.
Yeah.
And they decided rather than just simply rebuild it as it is, they're going to remove it and put like a grade level concrete patio with a retaining wall. And it's going to be a really nice
setup.
It's going to be a really nice setup. It'll be easier to maintain. So it'll be a little less expensive to put in and a little less expensive to maintain. Should last for many, many years.
All right.
And it'll really enhance that spot.
Okay.
So
And then I see that Lighthouse Ministries is asking to approve a new Good Friday service hosted by them. That's something new at Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium.
Yeah, that's something new.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the 18th of April. And yeah, that's something new. They haven't done that before.
So no.
It'll be another event down at the waterfront.
Okay.
So people will be and you can read about that in our the attachment to our website.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always stuff like that going on that we try to...
It's all right there. If you tell me you don't know what's going on, I'm going to tell you to go to the City of Grand Haven's website and look at the agenda and watch the meetings.
That's right.
It's all right there. It's not like, you know, they're doing things that you don't know about. You just got to listen and find the information. I have to play some commercials. I appreciate you being here. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, don't you know? We've been playing lots of Irish music. I was on this thing called Radio Garden where you can listen to radio all over the world. And so I was zooming in on Dublin and listening to radio stations in Dublin. It was kind of fun. Okay. They had like a lunchtime program going, corned beef and cabbage specials and stuff like that for St. Patrick's Day. Mayor Bob Minnetza, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.